This was my error by making this from 7 to 8:30. I should have made it 7 to 9. Asked everybody to speak 5 to 7 minutes, but it's been excellent. Everybody that spoke has been really good. So
I got extra time?
No, you got 5 to 6 minutes.
Oh, man, 5 to 6, what? I wanted to talk about having confidence hearing from the Lord and how you do that. I'm pretty thick-headed. I didn't have any confidence, so I remember the first time I ever heard from the Lord. But before that, we sit down and have our Bible studies at American Steel, and I'd hear Bill talk, oh, yeah, the Lord told me this, the Lord told me that. And I'd ask him questions. He'd say, well, go and pray about it. Lord, he talks to you, don't he? And I'm like, yeah, sure. I didn't want him to know he didn't talk about that. I must not be very good at this or something. You know, I'm not as perfect as Bill Powell and all this stuff like that, you know. So I was sitting in a church one day. This was back when I was in my mid-20s. I was only saved a short time. And I was wondering, God don't talk to me and stuff like that. Are you going to talk to me, you know? And so anyway, I was there with my wife, my first wife, not me, you know, Andrew's mom. She wasn't saved. She just kind of went to church to make me happy every once in a while. She didn't want to talk about nothing like that. And we're sitting there, and the Lord told me. I heard, it was like Andrew says, this thought. All of a sudden, there's this thought. He said, go up front. I want you to, I have a prophecy for you. And I was like, well, yeah, right now. I thought, I must be losing my mind. You know, I was thinking, no, no way. And I'm terrified to go up there anyway. I have the worst, biggest fear about speaking in public. I did anyway, back then. So I was fighting with him. I'm like, oh, this has got to be me. I got to be thinking this. This can't be. I've never heard this before. You know, I couldn't get it all straight. So I thought, I got it. I know how I'm going to get out of this. I'm going to tell the Lord. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, if this is really you, have my wife tell me to go up front. I thought, I got him on this one. She didn't even say. She's going to hear from him. 2 seconds later, as soon as I thought that, she turned and said, how come you never go up front and say anything? I was like, I about floored. I said, no way. Give me a break, Lord. Come on. And anyway, I still didn't go up front because I was scared to death. I didn't have the confidence in him. And I was afraid to talk in front of people, scared to death of that. But anyway, it's like rare. So, you know, you leave, you know, I was like, okay, he'll never talk to me anymore now, you know. But anyway, he slowly, over a course of time, you know, he really had to work this slow in my life. And I'm sure he knew that. He probably knew I was never going to go up front to begin with. But he was starting something he wanted to bring about in my life.
That's good.
So anyway, kind of jumping ahead like middle ground ways, you know, I've been hearing from here and there. And I put the things he say into practice as long as it wasn't going to make me in front of people or nobody know. Just because what if I am wrong? If I'm wrong and I'm the only one that knows I'm wrong, I'm not really wrong, am I? You know? So anyway, I thought one day I thought it was nighttime and I was sleeping and the Lord told me, he said, you know, he didn't tell me. I just had this strange desire. I thought, I'm going to go tell somebody about the Lord. I'm going to go to the gas station, get a cup of coffee. Whoever's there, I'm going to buy him a cup of coffee and say, hey, you know, I'm a Christian guy. I just want to buy this cup of coffee, you know, from the Lord, from Jesus, you know. Get it out of there fast, easy, done. And I pulled in there in the gas station. And as soon as I shut the car off, I thought I heard the Lord say, I'll go over to McDonald's and do that over at McDonald's. And I thought, this has got to be me. What's the difference here, McDonald's, you know? And I really thought, this is me. And I sat there in my car fighting. I thought, this is stupid. I'm going to find out. I'll find out if it's me or if it's him. So I go to McDonald's, and I'm waiting in line. There's two people in there. They're getting their change, this lady and this younger lady. And I thought, well, this must be it, you know? She'd count and change. I don't got enough money for the bowl, the ice cream they want to get. So I said, you know, excuse me. You know, I'd like to buy your ice cream for you. I'm a Christian guy, and I'll go around by my spiel. And this lady's like, no. I'm like, no. So I'm thinking, well, maybe that wasn't God. You know, I'm thinking, now I'm really getting confused. I thought I had this kind of figured out. I already don't have enough confidence to go out in front of the church, because what if I'm wrong? Kurt's going to stand up. No! You know, and I'm thinking, oh, scared to death, you know. So anyway, I tried to convince her a few different times, and every time, no, we got it. I'm like, oh, geez Louise. So I thought, okay, I can't make you let me buy your ice cream. So anyway, they went and they get their ice cream, sit down, and I tell the lady up there, I said, I just want a cup of coffee. I said, and the Lord told me, he said, take your change and leave it for them. I'm like, okay, well, I can do that. I think this is still you. Now I'm not even really sure. So anyway, I tell that lady behind the counter, I said, all I have is a $20 bill too, so I really wasn't, you know, I thought, oh man, that's a lot of money back then. So I told this lady, I said, hey, take this, put it in one of my ice cream cups. When I leave, go over there and give that those people and just say, hey, this is a gift from Jesus. From the guy that was here before, he wants you to have it. I thought, that's good. I was going to leave. And I told a lady, I said, don't you take that money because that's from God. You know, I thought, well, she don't pocket that money. That's from God. You make sure you give it to them. And so anyway, I thought, I got my coffee and I was getting ready to leave. I opened the door up. I had 1 foot out the door. And that one lady that would not let me buy her coffee, she said, excuse me, sir, do you mind coming and sitting down and talking to us for a minute? And I'm like, no way. Yeah, sure. You know, I got to sit down. And she told me her story, really hard time to go. And I got to sit down for about a half an hour and tell them the gospel. And about and really give them good counsel and, you know, tell them about the Lord and stuff like that. And the neat thing, when I left there, I thought, wow, you know, I really built my confidence up. Okay, I did hear from you. And when you get in a situation that you don't, you know, it's kind of getting shaky, you know, I knew that, you know, because it's that thought, you know. And I got home, I thought, this is really great because those people don't even know my name. All they knew was this guy came and talked to, sat down and talked to us about Jesus. And I thought, man, this is great. It's wonderful. So anyway, I'm getting more and more confident, and I still won't go. I mean, the Lord's giving me prophecies. I'm sitting in church, and he's telling me, I'm like, oh, no, Bill tells me, you know, because I go and talk to Bill. I say, oh, well, you know, see if he, you know, if it keeps coming up, tell him, you know, keep bringing it to my mind. Like, of course it keeps coming up. It's a thought in my head. I'm consumed with it. It always comes up. I'm never going to get rid of it now. You know, how am I going to get rid of this thought? I can't stop thinking about it. So I'm still nervous and scared, but I'm thinking, I know these are from the Lord now. But I don't have the confidence in him to go up in front of the church, because I'm scared, for one thing. And then what if I'm wrong from another thing? I'm going to look bad and stuff. Anyway, he worked on that in my life and worked on it. And he got me, I went up there a few times. And the more time I spent with him, and the more things he did like this, it takes a lot to get through to me sometimes. But he, confidence built and built. So I gradually, he really worked that into my life to where I would go up and I'd have some prophecies. And I thought, oh, I got more and more confident as time went on. Oh, yeah, I am hearing from him. But it would take me about 4 or 5 songs before I would go up. He'd tell me, and I'd sit there and argue with him. Is it you? Is it me? Is it you? Is it me? Is it you? Is it me? You know? And finally, you know, about 4 or 5 songs later, when church is almost over, I go up and do it, you know? Now it's totally different. You know, I can hear, he tells me right now, and as soon as he does, I'm like, I know that's him. Because of the amount of time you spend with him, the things you hear from him, the experiences you have with him, and really, the willingness to be wrong, and to find out, if this is you, God, I'm going to find out. I'm either going to find out, and I'm going to look great and feel great, or I'm going to find out, and I'm going to look stupid, and I'm going to look stupid. Well, I look stupid all the time anyway, so why not? And but anyway, it gets to the point now where, like just last year, we were at a youth group, and Bill was there. He had a bad knee, you know. He was barely walking. He almost canceled, didn't you?
Yeah.
And he came, and he did his thing, and, you know, they were singing some worship songs, and he was getting ready to leave. And the Lord told me, don't let him leave. I'm going to pray for him. I thought, oh, okay, no, okay. I said, well, wait a minute, Bill, you can't leave. The Lord told me not to let you leave. We're going to pray for you. I thought, he's going to get healed. All these kids and all this is going to be great. And sit down, we prayed for him, nothing. So he's like, okay, and he's wanting to go home. He's in pain, and he's getting up to leave again. I'm like, wait, you can't leave. The Lord, he's looking at me. I'm like, the Lord said to pray for you. So he's like, okay, okay. I know you hear from the Lord. You know, he's not doubting me too much at that time. So we do it. After about three or four times, and I kept making him sit back down, he turned to me, he goes, are you sure you're hearing from God? And at this point, I'm thinking, I was sure, but I don't know now. You know, I don't know, but you can't leave because I'm going to look really bad if you don't get healed. Anyway, so what happened was, this girl there had a problem. You know, I don't know, she had a problem with Bill, something with anyway, she's this young girl, and the Lord never had any intention on healing your leg then when I was telling. I just assumed that because I put 2 and 2 together. Oh, well, he must want to heal him. But this girl, finally, after about the 5th time, she confesses. I don't even know the whole back behind the story, but here she ends up getting to talk to Bill and forgiving for that, and she ends up getting. She got saved that night, right?
Well, you kept saying, no, there's somebody else supposed to pray for you. No, there's somebody else supposed to pray for you.
Yeah,
the Lord laid it on her to pray for him, but she didn't want to because me and Andrew had gone down and prayed for her father, and he died as soon as we prayed for him. She was so young, she didn't know who to blame on, so she never liked us. But the Lord kept telling her to pray for me.
Yeah, I didn't know that whole behind-the-end story there, because I wasn't involved in that. I had my part.
It wasn't over.
Yeah, it wasn't over.
Really persistent.
Yeah, I did, you know. And that girl, I remember she did say, she every time I would say no, somebody else has got to pray for her, she's like, oh, just let him go home, you know. But it was great, you know, and I would have never been able to stand up and kept telling him, no, the Lord wants to. If I wouldn't have been as confident then, if that would have happened about the first to middle of the way through, I did it one time, and it wouldn't have got healed. And I'm like, oh, you can get out of here before anybody remembers this, you know. But I know when I hear from the Lord, I know what it said, so I'm confident to keep saying, no, this is God, this is God. And even when he turned me, I was getting pretty shaky on this about the fifth time, especially when Bill said, because he's never said that to me. Are you sure you're? I'm thinking, oh, man, even Bill don't believe me now. but he did. You learn to have more confidence in his voice. It's the time you spend and with him and the way he brings it about, and he brought that confidence into my life through things he did. He had to start out pretty darn strong because I was scared to death. Scared to death of all that stuff. But if you keep on persisting at it and trying, see, when he tells you something, see, well, it's like stepping out on water. I got to find out. He can keep talking to me all he wants, but if I don't step out and do something, I'm never going to know if it's really him.
That's good.
So anyway, that's it.